The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, continuing the sodes. Let's go.
Continuing the saga.
What?
The saga. The saga. The saga.
I say saga.
You say saga, I say saga.
All right.
You say Sega, I say Sega.
What?
Sega.
You say Sega, I say Genesis. They don't have that anymore, huh? Sega Genesis. Remember that one?
Oh, no, you know what they got now is like for $40. You can buy like, it looks like a Sega. But you don't have to put any games in it because they're already preloaded.
I've seen those things where it's just the AV cables.
They have that or Atari.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's like a nice novelty, you know?
Yeah, it's weird because I don't like playing new video games that much, but old ones, I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, because you're fucking, you're old.
And I still suck at them.
And the new ones are too complicated for you.
The old are too, I still haven't beat Mario. But I'm good at finding
everything's
that,
too complicated.
I'm really good at finding that first the first warp thing. So I go to like 6 or 7 or something.
Oh
like that.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. How like this? You know when you're too old when you just don't get things anymore. Because at work I hear people complaining about the music or something like, oh, this stuff I don't get it. Once you don't understand things anymore, you're fucking old.
Well. I mean, I don't like a lot of newer pop music, but I don't really complain about it. It is what it is.
Yeah, but you know the difference, though. When you just have no comprehension of why people are doing things, like you don't understand why the young people are doing this or that, you're a fucking old piece of shit.
Doesn't it seem like at a
certain
age, people just start being really boring and like they're like kind of like prudish and...
Yeah, like, how old are you now?
33.
That age, yeah.
Well, you're older than me, so there you go.
Started last year, now you caught up.
No, but I see people like around, like at store. I'm like, man, I could. That lady's probably like 5 years older than me, and I could never be friends with her. It's like,
it's weird. Yeah, you know, I see chicks, and yeah, they're like 5 years, 2 years. You know, they're a little bit older than me. They seem so much older than me. You know, it's like. But you're a fucking old lady.
They're all domesticated and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I'm a young man. Prime of my life.
I'm a wild creature. I'm out at night, partying all night.
Yeah.
Like a kid, young kid. Or not.
You're out at night sleeping?
I'm a homebody.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay home. I want to relax.
But I'm not like an old man homebody. I'm up till 3 in the morning. I'm just sitting in my room till 3 in the morning.
Masturbating to internet porn.
Furiously masturbating all night.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
They have stamina.
That's right.
And why are you so angry when you do it?
I remember this guy.
Furious.
Real world, he said, what I do is I jerk off, but I try to hold out as long as I can and practice.
Yeah, you're really practicing for nothing because chicks don't care. They don't really like that.
Well, they don't want you going 6 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not Sting and Trudy or whatever her name is. The Kama Sutra. No, Tantric.
Tantra, that's what they not Kama Sutra.
Well, they probably use some Kama Sutra
different,
positions.
Totally different techniques.
Kama Sutra. It's like 3 different positions, all right?
No, Kama Sutra, this is like a fucking...
They're all variations. There's the missionary, a variation of missionary, variation of doggy style, and a variation of girl on top, and that's it. I forgot the third one.
Anyway.
Name one that's not a variation of those three.
Yeah, but you can say that about anything. Any kind of cards, a fucking variation on, you know, name any other car. They're all the fucking same.
Speaking of bad analogies.
It's a fucking car. You know, 4 wheels, you know, like any new car. It's all a variation. All right,
smartass. Give me a position that's not one of those three.
No, I'm saying you're right. They're all variations. Just like cars are all variations on each other.
It's a fucking waste of paper, this book, because it's like, that's just like the flying elephant. That's just fucking from behind, but she's kind of standing up a little bit more than doggy. Same fucking thing.
I mean, I think you are hitting...
Is there a position called the flying elephant? I was just picturing, like, her
Dumbo.
Arms are like her the elephant's
is
ears.
Is she really fat?
No.
Oh, you say the flying elephant is a sexual position? I imagine someone's fat. Someone's overweight.
You would. It has to do with...
What?
I don't know. I just made it up off the tip of my head.
I'm the
tip of my head.
tip my head to you.
Anyways,
I'm asking questions.
Yeah, in entertainment news, I got some sad news for people, fans. Maybe happy news. It depends.
For people, fans.
How I Met Your Mother is going to have one more season after this, and you will find out at the end, maybe, who the mother is, finally.
Yeah, that's
so cool. So I guess people have been watching for 9 years, and the show's called How I Met Your Mother, and you still haven't fucking found out?
Neil Patrick Harris is the guy. He's the father, right? No.
A different guy's the father.
Oh, okay.
I think, you know what? I don't know if they make it clear who the father is.
Yeah, no, I've never seen an episode, nor do I care to.
The problem with it, like, so for 9 years, like, all right, so in the beginning of the show, I saw, like, the first episode, as I recall, a guy who sounds a lot like Bob Saget.
Was it him?
Well, he does a narration in the show, or at least did. Sets his kids down, and they're like, so how did you meet Mom? And he starts his story. So apparently he goes through 9 years of fucking hanging out in the same
Dad,
bar.
I'm 21. Shut the fuck up. I don't care anymore, right?
With a couple hot chicks, with the guy from Freaks and Geeks and his wife, who was the girl who stuck a flute up her twat in American Pie.
And not some American other hot, Beauty. That was a different movie.
And then some other hot chick. And then Doogie Howser, who's gay, man, but not gay in the show.
You know, to talk about a guy with a fucking long-winded story.
That's the point.
Jesus Christ.
So you're 9 years of that shit, and I still don't know who the fuck you're talking about?
Hold on. One more year, and I'll get to the end, okay? Hold on.
And shouldn't the kids have, like, beards and stuff now?
One of them's dead.
Like, if it's been 9 years, so when the show started, the kid was 8, he's, like, you know, 17 now. He's a fully grown fucking man. How did they must have just kept getting different kids in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad for the actors, because they all get that fucking sweet-ass syndication money, because it's been on for so long. Oh, my God, would that be awesome. But, I mean, we all know. I'm not a fan of sitcoms. They all suck for the most
part. It seems to me the sitcom viewers
are fucking Midwest dummies.
They're just like, I don't think they care that it's bad. They just put it on because they need something
on. They want something on. They like, oh, jokes. I like watching jokes. Jokes are funny.
And at most, they get like a laugh or two here. I mean, who knew that Big Bang Theory was this cultural phenomenon where they're selling shirts and shit?
Not me.
But I walked by the store called the Hollywood Store the other day in the mall, and they have like you know, Hollywood memorabilia. There was like 10 different items from Big Bang Theory.
Another show I don't watch. I don't fucking know.
You know, t-shirts with like one of the dude's sayings. Like, is that culturally relevant? I don't. Who knows this show?
Oh, it wouldn't be awesome. There was like,
when was the last time you heard someone quoting a fucking line from Big Bang Theory?
I quote me from this show. Oh, I remember when Mark said go fuck yourself. Remember that? Oh, that was good. That was a funny one.
You know what show you hear about all the time is that girls show, which gets like less than a tenth of the ratings. Like How I Met Your Mother and Big Bang Theory gets like 16 million viewers a week, right?
Don't tell them. What are you asking me? I don't fucking know.
I'm telling you, that's what they get.
Well, you said right.
Girls on HBO, for its initial run, gets a little less than a million.
They probably add up all the viewings because, you know, they replay.
Yeah,
they call
it like 4 million.
And then they got on demand.
They say through all places, 4 million. Didn't even make the top 100 the first couple weeks of the season. Top 100 shows on Sunday night on cable. Yet HBO has renewed it for a third season.
Yeah.
And Lena Dunham's working on a new show, her and her writing partner, to be on HBO.
Do you think, what's the split with that writing partner? Like 90-10, the partner?
I don't know, but why is HBO so in fucking love with her?
Oh, you know why? Because other people are, because it's fucking, you know, it's in the entertainment news.
Well, here's the thing.
People
about
are making a big deal about
yeah,
it. It's
that's
so
all,
good.
That's what HBO cares about.
We want hype. That's it. Hype.
HBO doesn't need ratings. They need hype so people will go, hey, maybe I should subscribe. Sounds like something cool is going on over there.
Hey, guys, do you want substance? Nah. No, we're good. Give me some hype. That's all we need.
Do you want an average to okay show that's going to get tons of awards and articles written about it, yet no ratings? Is that what you want? Good, you got it. Here's another show for Lena.
Listen,
next season of True Bloods can start Lena Dunham as the newest vampire.
We want a shitty show that everyone's talking about over a really good show that, you know, isn't as popular.
Do you remember the new show, The Dunhams, where she plays a mobster who goes to therapy?
That one's good.
That'll be good.
A lot of violence, which I'm a fan of.
Let's put it in every HBO show. Fuck it.
All right.
The next episode of Hung, Lena Dunham has a really big penis, so she becomes a male prostitute.
I mean, that I'd be interested in. Or a really big clit, and every guy wants to fuck her.
Hey, did you see the new episode of the Larry Sanders Show starring Lena Dunham? HBO, come on. You're better than this.
Unfortunately, they're not. Oh. You know who else isn't? Take a guess.
By the way, Lena, if you're listening, you can be on the show as a guest.
No, you can't.
Yes, she can.
No.
Yes, she can.
It's reverse psychology. So shut up. No, she can't.
You're not allowed. Don't call our number.
You're not allowed.
Yeah. Don't go off and call our number, all right?
You're a worthless human being.
Don't call 716-220-8586.
HotshotWizKids.com. We don't care. Or at least I don't.
That's our new hotline, by the way. Call that number.
Mm.